Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today I have Reality Poetry with Afonso Amos. We're going to talk today about his poetry and his works. If you have any questions, feel free to chime in on the chat room, or you can pose a question by phone. You can call the studios at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460. Afonso, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay. I guess to begin with, kind of tell us about yourself. Our viewers, listeners like to hear personal stories about people. So tell us, you know, I know I have your bio, but kind of tell us about yourself. How did you get started, and where are you from?
Okay. Well, I was born in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
A town outside of Detroit, working on Michigan.
Afonso, one second real quick. Can you talk a little, get closer to the mic? Kind of fading out a little.
Yes, I can. So I grew up in Port Huron, Michigan. It's a small city outside of Detroit.
Okay.
I grew up with five siblings, and then my mom adopted my stepbrother when she got remarried. I pretty much was an overall good kid. Growing up, and I pretty much did the basics. You know, we were taught to go to school, get good grades, and walk to college. That was pretty much my mom's rule. So, but I didn't have a lot of different training and skills, things like that. Went off to college, and I went to college, and my freshman year, you know, pretty much partied that whole time. And around my junior year, I went out to a club and a shooting occurred out there, and I almost lost my life to a stray bullet that's actually still in my chest today. And from that point on, I was angry for a long time. I was angry at people, the people who were shooting. I was angry at them, and I was also angry at people within my community. So I just started really finding out what my life purpose was, and I began to enter into a relationship with God, things of that nature. And as I got into an intimate relationship with Him, one of the things that He had spoke to me, the Holy Spirit had spoke to me, was to begin to release all that built up anger. So I began to write it. I began to write different things that I saw, different things that bothered me, and things of that nature. So I just pretty much how it started with reality poetry and things that I do with that piece. I also do motivational speaking. I talk to our youth. I work with youth as well. As the director of mentoring and volunteer services for my education.
Okay, so how did you come up with the title Reality Poetry?
It took a long time for me to come up with the title. It took a long time, but I came up with the title because I was sharing some of it with a few individuals that I know that are in the music industry and a couple of things like that, and everybody kept saying, when you read some of these pieces, it takes a turn, and it makes you look. This is reality. This is what's really going on in our community. This is what's really going on. This is what some of us all have been thinking. This piece is called Dear Mom. It talks about a poem encouraging your mom as she's struggling with bills. And you're sitting there and you're pretty much encouraging her. and that's what the poem is about. And then another poem talks about, like, a letter to your father, and he walked out of your life. You have questions on things such as girls and sex, different things that he should have helped you with, and he didn't. And it covers a lot of those things that people just were saying, man, this is, like, really real life, and that's where I got reality for.
Wow. So, kind of give us a sample of the type of stories, the topics rather, and maybe you can read something after the break. But tell us about some of the topics in the book that you speak about.
You know, I speak about growing up in the single family home. I speak about life issues. Talk about drinking. I try to encourage the geared toward teens as well. It covers a lot of different topics. A lot of topics. It covers the things where you talk about, and it exposes to other people who do the bullying how, you know, people might be feeling. That just pretty much picks that out. It talks about how you don't know me, and you don't know what people are really feeling inside. And people judge people by the way they look and things like that. It covers a whole different area. One of my favorite pieces is The Truth About Life. And it's just a great piece. And it really talks about everything that goes on in our society, you know, from teen pregnancy, being like in the spotlight on. It talks about the unemployment. It talks about a lot of different aspects there that people do have to break.
Wow. Kind of tell us when you. You have a degree in church ministry, and how do you relate your sense of church ministry and motivational, and then transfer that into your poetry that you write?
You know, every piece that I've ever written, time I started to write, is all spirit-led. It's led by the Holy Spirit. And that relationship with God gives me a glimpse of how to put some of my pieces together. And it all ties into God being the leader of everything that I do. And it really just, every word pretty much on some pieces jumps up as if, like, man, I don't even know where I get from. And I even drop certain things in my spirit, like certain issues in my spirit paper. And it's just phenomenal. I pretty much relate that and let the Holy Spirit lead me in my writing.
So within your book, have you ever transfer the information to a rap piece or with music to get the message across, since I know you work with a lot of youth?
I was actually in the middle of getting one of my pieces transferred into a rap piece. And hopefully the individual meeting with and getting that done through, I just passed away this weekend. So
any advice that you would give a person who's coming up, who wants to express themselves through poetry, what's some of the steps that they should be looking at when they actually do their writing?
When you do your writing, you first want to take the step of making sure you can format your writing from paper. A lot of times I can write something and it sounds good to me, but when I start to type it up and look at it, it's not right. So you have to read. Sometimes you have to be open to some other people. You have to be open to rearranging your work sometimes to make it fit in certain areas. You have to flow sometimes. And my best advice is that it's in your heart. than when it comes out on paper. It's something great because you have to flow from your heart. Anything you write can flow from your heart. It's okay, you got some writers who write about different things and their work is good, but you don't impact that you want if it's not flowing from your heart and love. And that's my main thing of you write just love with you and express that love in your work.
Okay, and you have to passionately kind of put this in, and even if you write it, some people are really good writers and some people are good storytellers and deliverers, really good on deliveries. If you're not good at it, sit there and going up in the public to read it, is there certain things you need to look for if you need to someone to tell your story? How should you go about doing that? You know, there's like groups you can share. Say, hey, I wrote this. I can't get up there and tell my story in front of all these people. Or there are certain groups that can present your things that you can trust that, no, will give you rightful credit for.
Absolutely, there are numerous websites, that things like that that give you credit. You can publish things via the internet. There are poetry competitions you can come up with work in. But my best suggestion for anyone who does deal with that is to surround yourself with another group of poets. And they'll encourage you, and you'll get that spirit of fear will no longer be on you. But generally, a lot of people don't get up in front of people to share their work because they're afraid. They're just really not good public speakers. Join different organizations that prompt you and coach you along the way of public speaking. Toastmasters is a great organization, and they do great work, and it's just a group of people who write, and you get together, and they will critique each other's work and how you delivered it. Poetry Slam.
What?
You go through a little hole-in-the-wall establishment where there's not going to be a lot of people, and you don't know anybody. When I started out doing them aloud, I used to first do it in front of my family, and then I would say, okay, let's see what my family's response is. And if my family gave good feedback, then I would go out of town where nobody knew me, use like a little nickname, and I would deliver my work, and then never have to see those people again. But the response that I got was so good that I had to come back. So it's just always, it's practice. Practice makes perfect. Practice will get you to that level where you want to get up and show your work.
Wow. We're going to take a break real quick, and we'll be back in a moment. Talk about reality poetry. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
We'll be back now with reality poetry with Mr. Amos, Alfonso Amos. So kind of, if you don't mind, read something from your book and kind of share this with the community and tell us how does it speak to you and how did you write it?
Okay. I'll share this piece called The Truth About Life. The Truth About Life. Drug users and drug dealers, witness to all the high school dropouts. Teen pregnancy is what most of our TV shows are about. Fathers leaving these mothers struggling to survive. Mothers working hard just to keep hoping their families alive. People losing their life all over pride or disrespect. people sitting around doing nothing with their life, sitting around waiting on the next fair check. Black-on-black violence instead of more blacks in college, while most of us do nothing but sit back in silence. Single-family homes are at its highest these days, but all we can do is sit back and pray. No jobs are the economy, but bills continue to pile high. Most of us just sit around wishing we could just die or just self-medicate yourself instead of being high off life, drinking heavy, smoking weed like crazy. Most of these young men are just making babies, a high school degree or GED, so they can't even read a bedtime story to the baby they make, looking for a quick way to get paid. Selling drugs, robbing people instead of finding a job, instead of having a little faith in God, so they end up in jail at taxpayer's expense, leaving their baby mama struggling to pay rent. People too busy watching reality TV instead of being all they can be, giving up easily on their hopes and dreams or dying from a deadly disease. Giving children more pills and drug deals is what this world is about. Most of us are just looking for a way out this ghetto and escape to a new life, away from the gunshots and the cracks and dealers dealing our streets, away from disinterested peers, away from all of life's fears, fear of the unexpected, not sure what life will bring, wishing and hoping we don't have to go through many more things. Sitting back in the days, living in a daydream, hating on one another because one has more than others, not even talking to our own sisters and brothers. Girls kissing girls and guys kissing guys, a thing in this world that is still despised. But it is now a part of everyday life, so all we have to do is hold on and fight. Fight for our goals and dreams. Fight for the chance to be all we can be. Fight to succeed. Fight to get a college degree. Fight the fight of everyday life. We can be the men and women God wants us to be. This is the truth about life. Just hold on. Keep going. Let's fight.
Wow, that's wonderful. Tell us how does that? How did you write that one? How did it come to you?
You know what? This one came to me late in the midnight hour. I was watching. I was put to the channel and the 16 and pregnant, or whatever the name of the show was. And I was just talking to a teenager the day before that show. I had no idea what the show was. And she was telling me how she really wanted to have a baby. If she could have a baby because she can get on TV and different things like that. And she was trying to get on the TV show. And she wanted to have a baby to get on this TV show. And so that night, I flipped to the channel and I watched the show. We are commercializing teen pregnancy. And then I started really looking my community in my neighborhood and watching the teens in my neighborhood and in my community as a whole. And I started praying for the people of our nation. I started praying for families. I start praying for the family structure to go back to where there is a mother and a father. And I woke up in the middle of the night that night, went to sleep and woke up in the middle of the night that night. I just began to write about the issues that we're silent about the issues and things that are going on in our society, in our nation. Nobody's saying, or we're not trying to really fully fix them. So that really came from.
Hmm. Wow. Well, what do you like to leave us with? I mean, you're a motivational speaker. You go and talk to teens. You share your ministry. You share your poetry works. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 or 10 years from now?
CEO of Fantastic. Also doing a lot of mission work, traveling our country.
Wow.
From city to city, state to state, doing different mission activities, not just speaking, but actually getting out here in our communities, in our urban neighborhoods, working with a group of youth to revolutionize our streets and our communities. That's where I really see myself at 5 years from now.
Any particular? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead and continue.
Yes, I was saying hosting different leadership camps and things of that nature for our youth, and, working towards helping them better themselves.
Any particular leaders that inspire you? Yeah, you having like role models that you look up to?
Yes, I do. I one have Jesus Christ as my number one self, but I have also a pastor who is just a phenomenal man of God, and my executive director for the nonprofit organization I work with, Jerome Burrell. He is an awesome leader, also an example of a man of God, an awesome example of a man who has a heart for our children. He started the organization 20 years ago and called the Sons Outreach, Saving Our Neighborhood. And he has been doing a phenomenal job with that. And I mean, awesome leader, great leadership quality, great wisdom and knowledge. He's my role model, along with the individuals that love my community. I like making my role models personal. Yes, favorite role model who is LeBron James. My role models are personal people that I actually love.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show and kind of share us with the past 25 minutes about who you are, about your poetry, how you write it, and any last words you'd like to leave our listeners with, or any advice you want to give.
Anything that you ever want to do in life, if it's in your heart, do it. If you're a writer, write. If you're a rapper, rap. Whatever your passion, your desire is, because at the end of the day, that's that really makes you happy. It's not about pain, it's not about any of those things. Feeling your purpose, it's feeling your destiny. When you begin to do that, begin to express yourself through the work that you do, you will be fulfilled. Every empty void in your life you feel are not, you're doing something you need, not something you have to do.
Perfect. Well, thank you for coming on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, Alfonso. Take care. And one question real quick. I'm sorry. Where can we find your book real quick?
Yeah, you can email me at alfonso.amos@gmail.com, and I can get you a copy out. Right now, I'm doing 3 copies out. Or you can purchase a copy if you like at www.lulu.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming on the program.
Thank you.
Take care. Again, it's been another production of The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. You can download this episode on iTunes on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, thank you for listening, and have a great day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.